This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I mean, it seemed early like that was going to be the story. It was, damn, AJ Smith-Shawver just absolutely couldn't do it. Like, right. Just wasn't, you know, tough spot to be put in for sure. Good lineup, all that kind of stuff. He gives up three runs and gets four outs, and they pull him out of the game.
Rightfully so, because it was going to get ugly.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was surprised he made it out of the first
inning. Yeah,
after Tatis hit that home run, I was like, I don't know, man. Yep. And I can't really say he settled down. He got a couple outs and got out of the inning and then immediately hit the first batter of the next inning. Now, he just barely grazed him. But nonetheless, Aaron Bummer came in and did his job. Jesse Chavez did a nice job. Apologies to Jesse Chavez. Apologies to Jesse. Said he shouldn't be on the roster.
Maybe he should have started yesterday.
Did his job yesterday. Yeah. But it doesn't matter when you score zero runs.
Yep.
Honestly, part of me is glad you didn't waste a Max Fried great gem or a Chris Sale whatever, because they weren't going to score any runs no matter who was on the mound for them. Rinse and repeat. I don't know that we've seen that performance from the Braves 1,000 times this year.
Yeah, Shawver, he gave up the wrong pitch to the wrong guy, and Tatis put that thing in over there. It's a dog park right behind the field. A dog got that ball.
Yeah, that's a pet toy now.
Yeah, but is it
still Petco Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think, you know, your young guy, it was, I don't want to say the moment was too big, but that's why I think a lot of us were saying maybe Ian Anderson.
No, the moment was definitely
because
too big.
We wanted Ian Anderson because of the fact is that, you know, I know he hasn't pitched in a while, but he knows what postseason baseball is.
Yeah.
We know that Shawver has not had the best time down in the minors either. So, the moment was too big. It's like he didn't have nobody there in the first place.
Right. It was a really hard spot to put it in.
You can tell me all of, and I said it yesterday, you remember this, you can tell me all about your stuff and all that other crap.
Yep.
You can tell me about it, but you don't get it done. I'm not blaming this young man or anything like that, but Snit did the right thing because it was going to landslide.
Yes. They got him out of there quickly, and Aaron Bummer got a double play on the next pitch, which was great.
Yeah.
So then they were able to steady things for a while.
But Andy, they had multiple runners on base multiple times.
Oh, sure.
And nobody was able to bring the guy in.
Yeah, and the frustrating part for me about that is they also had the guys at the plate that you would want at the plate with runners in scoring position. You had Ozuna up in that situation, and he didn't come through. You had Soler up in that situation, and he didn't come through. Even Darnot, you know, given what this lineup is right now, is a guy who I don't hate having in a situation like that, and he didn't come through. They were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And a lot of those bats were just non-competitive. Now, credit to King.
That was my issue.
Yeah.
Non-competitive at bat.
Yeah. Now again, credit to the Padres starting pitcher
King.
He was unbelievable.
Yes,
like that stuff was disgusting.
Couple of those lick strikes though. You know,
there was a rough strike zone. But again, like that's not why they lost the game.
No.
They lost the game because they're not very good at hitting. And when a couple of the guys at the top of the lineup gave you an opportunity, nobody cashed him in.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, it's going to be another game like that today, probably. Now, hopefully you don't give up three runs in the first, you know, three outs like you did yesterday.
Right.
You expect Max Fried to be a lot better than that. But it doesn't matter how good Max Fried is.
They can't score.
If the offense plays like they did last night. And the frustrating thing is, it's not surprising that the offense played like they played last night. You know what I mean?
I mean, you said it yesterday. Can we get some runs? Because of who was starting, you're like, well, can we at least give them some runs? You know, and they couldn't do anything. And that was the frustrating thing was that fact that they had guys hit the ball off of them.
Right.
They hit the ball.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get the guys home. They had a couple of guys on third a couple times.
Yeah.
But they just couldn't
get them home. As you dig deeper into it, it's not just leaving runners in scoring position the way that the Braves have all year. It's just the Braves don't have an ability as an offense, and maybe it's a mentality and maybe it's something that they need to work on in the offseason. They don't have the ability to scrape runs across. Right. They don't score the ugly run. They hit home runs and they score runs that way, or they don't. And that's basically what it is. And the offense, you know, even as bad as everything was this year, they were still fourth in baseball in home runs.
Like, really?
That's crazy. I know it's crazy to say that.
Was it down league-wide?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Nobody hit any home runs this year because the baseball's right made out of mashed potatoes now. But that's still true, though. They still hit as many home runs as anybody almost. But when they don't hit home runs, they don't do anything. Right. They don't get runners over. Yep. There was a couple. Look, even I know Michael Harris doesn't steal a ton of bases, and I'm not blaming him for this, but he's fast and athletic. And if he gets on first base with a couple hits early in the game, manufacture a runner in scoring position. Get him over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So then maybe if there's a productive out and he can get to third base, maybe he can score on a sac fly. But again, these guys don't even put the ball in the air. Like, Soler's striking out on a ball that would have hit him in the knee if he wouldn't have swung at it. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, look, I hope that they can do it tonight.
Yep.
And I hope that they can do it tomorrow. If it's over tonight,
they got to get this one.
That's probably right.
They got to get this one. Max has got to go out there, and we know that we know this. He's got to go out there and be Maximus. We know. We understand it. But this got to be a complete team. They got to figure out ways to get on base and get home. You know, they haven't had a trouble getting singles, doubles, or getting the guy with third base. They can't get the guy across home plate. They got to figure out that.